Quickly, I want to thank Valley Honda Dealers as they bring you your cool movie review this Friday morning. We go live to Hollywood to talk about what everybody's going to be watching this weekend. It's a long weekend. You got extra time. Why wouldn't you want to go see another Star Wars movie, huh?
Anyway, it's only the 200th, so we're, you know, we've got a long way to go.
Good morning, Miss Cecily Nobler.
Good morning. So let's start with Solo. I mean, really, that's all we have, so that's what we're going to do, a Star Wars story. Such a weird title, isn't it? Like, we know who Solo is.
Yeah.
You don't have to put the... to explain it would be like Jaws 5. It's about sharks. Like, we don't need the it's about sharks part. We got it.
Well, I appreciate the Star Wars franchise in that they aren't making it like Star Wars 6, Star Wars 7. You know what I mean?
I think there's some sort of George Lucas rule on that, though. Like, he had a certain amount that could be like part of the actual Star Wars saga, and then there these are the offshoots.
So, like, Rogue One,
for example, was an offshoot. And you'll notice when it's not a, an exact Star Wars movie, like, there's all this weird politics about it, but they can't use the scroll, so this one is an offshoot, so there's no scroll.
Interesting.
And the beginning part where the music comes on with that scroll, you know, that's very exciting. That's kind of what gets you amped up, and they can't do that in these sort of... offshoots, I'm calling them.
Interesting.
I think they could have called it When Harry Met Solo, because Chewbacca, get it? Because he's Harry. You see what I did?
Oh, that's cute!
I like to do this with nerds, if it's okay. I like to play this little game where, like, at the beginning, like this one, at the beginning, when Chewbacca comes on screen, and he's on the poster, so no spoilers, obviously, he's in it.
Yeah.
I like to go, what is that? And then someone behind me, this guy behind me was like, that is a Wookiee. Like, I thought he was going to cry.
I want to go see the movie with you. Nothing better than a mad nerd.
Alden Ehrenreich plays a young Han, and there are times when he looks so much like Harrison Ford, it's kind of amazing. But somehow, as hot as he is, and he is this beautiful guy, he just doesn't have the same swagger or the height, and that does make a difference. He's very, very tiny. I love Donald Glover, who stars as Lando, and he does a good job. But remember, the guys who brought us the Lego movie and a lot of other great films were fired as directors due to creative differences.
Oh.
Yeah, they opted to bring in Ron Howard. You know, and he's Ron Howard. He's great, but he tends to cheese things up a little bit. I mean,
right. That's
just kind of what he does. He's made some beautiful movies. He knows what he's doing. But I just, I'm sorry for what I'm about to say, but I don't think he was the droid we were looking for.
You know what, Cecily? You must leave the country immediately.
I would be happy to.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's bombastic, this movie. It never lets up, and that doesn't work for me. There's some solid moments and some fun side characters like Woody Harrelson as Beckett. It's not terrible. It's just not great. Go and see. It's not an F. It's not an A. It's just a C for me. But remember, Deadpool 2 is still, of course, in theaters. I love that. Gave it a strong A-. And remember, I liked Last Jedi a lot, actually. And before that, I liked Rogue One. So I'm not super tough on these movies. I just think we have to hold them to a higher standard because, you know, they are a part of a franchise. And I just think this could have been, it could have been amazing. It wasn't terrible. It just wasn't awesome.
So I have one question. Let's say there's somebody out there who has never seen a Star Wars movie.
Oh, well, first of all, I would like to talk to them for many reasons.
Does this movie, is it a standalone movie?
No, absolutely not. I mean, there are things, if you just go into it going, wow, this is just random action and weird people we're meeting along the way. Yeah, I guess anything could be standalone in that sense. But no, I think part of what makes Solo fun is you're kind of figuring out, it's the origin story. Right? So you're figuring like, oh, that's where that came from. Okay, that's how they met. You know, like, otherwise it would just be, I mean, you could just watch the Muppets. You know what I mean? Like, just nothing would make sense anyway. So, no, I think you need to have some context for this.
Is there, like, do you go on a date with your boyfriend? Do you guys go see this together? Is he a Star Wars guy?
No. He doesn't like anything that other people like, though. That's his weird thing. You know, people like that.
So he likes you.
I was just going to say that. You took my line.
I think there's two camps of people, because I like to be part of something. So I love it. I love being a part of a big crowd that sees something together and loves it. And so I'm the opposite. So I want to like it going in.
Okay.
But I think it could be a date movie if you're both Star Wars people. Sure.
Yeah, we have some friends in our neighborhood that they are the biggest Star Wars fans, and their daughter is a Star Wars fan, so they go as a family.
And this is a nice family film. I will say this. It's a lot of action, kind of not. There's a lot of filler. There's not much to the story, so it's just filled with like 25-minute, you know, chase scenes and stuff, which I mostly CGI'd, which is not for me. But if you're a Star Wars family, absolutely you should go. That Deadpool probably wouldn't be something you go to with your parents.
I did see that. I saw Deadpool too. I thought it was pretty funny.
I loved it. And you stayed to the very end.
Oh
right?
Yeah, all the way through the credits. I had to pee. And I was asking the guy, you know how the theater people come in and they're like, want to clean up the theater?
Sure.
And I'm like, do I want to stay? And like, no, you saw everything. It's just words from here on out. It's the scroll. You can go pee now.
Oh, so they gave you the, yeah, but I mean, there was a lot. I mean, I encourage people to stay as long as they can because it really, like, that's the whole movie, I think, is the end.
Yeah, no, I agree. I'd recommend that. So that's out in theaters, Deadpool 2. I'm sure Solo will win the weekend, but we appreciate you coming on with us and giving us a review.
Of course. Thanks for having me.